Hey everybody, this is Andy Johnson, your host for this thing called Life. I hope you're having an amazing week. Hey, I'd love for you to check out this interview that I did with Mike McConnell of WLW when we talk about donation and how it impacts the community. So please check that out. Also, did you know that one organ donor can save up to 8 lives and that a tissue donor can enhance the quality of life for up to 75 people? Please register to be an organ and tissue donor. You can visit lifepassiton.org and get more information. Thank you so much. Everyone, take care.
Not only is the 14th Valentine's Day, it's National Donor Day as well. And Andy Johnson will explain to me why this day is as important as it is to Life Center, even though I think the answer is obvious. But Andy, good to talk to you again.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So February 14th is just it just puts a focus. I mean, February is National
Yes.
Heart Month, and this puts the focus on the need for, well, hearts and other organs. Let's say that.
Yeah. Just this is an opportunity to highlight the need for more people to register to be a donor. It's just very important. We have more than 112,000 people in this country waiting for life-saving transplants. 600 of which are right here in our community. So. Just want to use the month of February to highlight stories of people who have been impacted by organ and tissue donation and encourage more people to register.
How tough is it to register? It's pretty simple. Lifepassiton.org, I bet.
It is easy peasy. You can do it at lifepassiton.org, or you can do it when you're renewing your driver's license or state ID at the BMV.
Right. And mine is marked. I am a donor. And I think most people
right.
I know have checked the box to be a donor, but there are people who are hesitant to do so. And you know, you hear the same, I guess, superstitions all the time. And one is that, you know, I hear it time and again, if I'm in an accident, you know, and I'm young and otherwise healthy, they're less likely to want to save my life because they want,
right.
you know, my organs for other people. And explain the nonsensical aspect of that, if you would.
Well, yeah, and that, so as you're saying that, it's once you say it and say it out loud, I mean, if you think about it, a medical professional's only responsibility is to save your life.
Yes.
And it's not until all of those measures have been exhausted and death has been declared that donation becomes a part of the conversation. So that is completely false. Another one we see, too, is people who may be older in their 60s may say, oh, I'm not going to be a donor because I'm too old. Nobody wants what I have. And again, not true. All of that is determined at the time of death. So just encourage people, register, stay registered, and let those decisions be made at the time of death.
Yeah. Then you have a Life Center calendar, and in February you highlight Donna Jones Baker. What's unique about Donna's story?
Well, Donna, who was actually president and CEO of the Urban League here in Cincinnati for 15 years and just a very well-known community leader, had to step down from her position because of medical issues. And
yeah.
It was determined that she needed a heart and kidney transplant. And so her story is unique in that her condition was very rare, her heart condition. But the doctors at UC Health and that whole care team did a fantastic job in just taking care of her. And, you know, she's alive today because someone said yes to organ donation.
She's alive and happy and smiling for the calendar.
Yes, she's doing great. She's doing
yeah.
great. I just interviewed her for my podcast and just really, really an inspiration. So great.
And then I guess the hesitancy or distrust of organ donation is stronger among African Americans, and I guess a way you could persuade them, or number one, the reasons why.
Well, it's historical, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes what people don't want to talk about as it relates to American history is that there was a time when African Americans were being utilized for experiments and not in a
right.
good way. And so there is still that lingering feeling, if you will, and it cycles through generations of many families that you can't trust medicine here. And so our goal really is education and trying to move forward and just helping everyone understand the importance of doing this and how it will impact others. More than half of the people on the national waiting list for organs are people of color who need kidney transplants. And so we have to continue to educate and dispel those myths so that more people can register to help save lives.
Yeah, there are plenty of black doctors out there, and if this was still an issue, they probably would have blown the whistle by now. Let's go with that.
It is,
Yeah, black doctors would certainly encourage people to become organ donors.
Yes. So just continuing to do the education and also continuing to address their, you know, the health disparity issue as it relates to people of color in, you know, in our society. So,
sure.
But education is key.
You got it. And again, lifepassiton.org. It's really simple. Just do it. Ask your family if they're up for it and have them do it too, as long as it's fine by them. Don't pressure people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the right thing to do. There's no question about it. It's taking something you don't need anymore and using it to save a person's life. It's mildly heroic, you might say.
It is. It absolutely is heroic.
Yeah. All right. Well, Andy Johnson at Life Center, it's always good to talk to you. And I want you to enjoy National Donor Day coming up on the 14th. I'm sure you'll have some cupcakes around the office or something.
Yes.
All right. Andy, thanks again. Good to have you. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.